Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. New Delhi condemns recent attacks on UN peacekeepers deployed in UNIFIL and calls for ensuring their safety and security. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri represents India at a meeting convened by UK on situation in West Asia. US Embassy in Baghdad issues security alert over possible Iran-aligned militia attacks. And Indian boxer Aditya Pratap Yadav storms into the quarterfinals of Asian Boxing Championships in Mongolia. India today condemned the recent attacks on UN peacekeepers deployed in UNIFIL and called for ensuring their safety and security. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India seeks accountability for crimes against peacekeepers as one of the largest and longest-serving contributors to peacekeeping. Mr. Jaiswal highlighted that there are 600 Indian troops in UNIFIL which have made significant contribution to global peacekeeping and security under the aegis of UN-mandated peacekeeping missions.
We had also issued a statement condemning the recent attacks on UNIFIL in which several troops unfortunately lost their lives. We also pay homage to these brave blue helmet soldiers. We would like to emphasize that the inviolability of UN missions must be ensured and safety and security of our peacekeepers must be ensured. As one of the largest and longest serving contributors to peacekeeping, as also in consonance with UN Security Council Resolution 2589, we seek accountability for crimes against peacekeepers.
The spokesperson said New Delhi is in touch with Iran and other countries in that region for unimpeded and safe transit for Indian ships carrying LPG, LNG and other products. He highlighted that six Indian ships have been able to safely cross the Strait of Hormuz and India continues to be in touch with relevant parties. Mr. Jaiswal further informed that India continues to supply energy requirements to Bangladesh, Sri Lanka based on their request.
On Bangladesh, we continue to supply energy requirements to them since 2007 as per the commercial engagement that we have with them. We've also recently supplied fuel to Sri Lanka, 38,000 metric tons of petroleum products based on their request. We have ongoing engagement with Nepal and Bhutan, which continue. The government of Maldives has also reached out to us for supply of petroleum products, both on short-term and long-term basis. The Maldives request is being examined, keeping in mind our own availability, our own needs.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today represented India at a meeting convened by the UK Foreign Secretary on the situation in West Asia. More than 60 countries participated in the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the Foreign Secretary noted the importance of the principles of freedom of navigation and unimpeded transit through international waterways during the meeting. He emphasized the impact of the crisis on India's energy security and the fact that India remains the only country to have lost mariners in attacks on merchant shipping in the Gulf. He also underlined that the way out of the crisis consisted of de-escalation and a return to the path of diplomacy and dialogue among all concerned parties. The US Embassy in Baghdad has issued an urgent security alert warning that Iran-aligned Iraqi militia groups could carry out attacks in central Baghdad within the next 24 to 48 hours. The embassy says these groups have previously conducted widespread attacks on U.S. citizens and facilities linked to the United States across Iraq, including the Kurdistan region. Possible targets include American citizens, diplomatic sites, businesses, universities, energy infrastructure, hotels, airports, Iraqi government buildings, and even civilian areas. The embassy also cautioned that militia members may attempt kidnappings or pose as officials using fake identification. U.S. officials are urging all American citizens to leave Iraq immediately. The Arab League held an emergency session in Cairo today to address what Arab states are calling dangerous Israeli escalations in occupied Jerusalem. The meeting, chaired by Bahrain, was convened at the request of Palestine with the support of member states. It focused on Israeli actions against Al-Aqsa Mosque and other holy sites, as well as a law recently passed by the Israeli Knesset allowing the execution of Palestinian prisoners. Palestinian ambassador to the Arab League, Muannad Al-Akhloq, called for urgent Arab, Islamic and international action, including political, diplomatic and legal measures to confront violations. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Pakistan, 12 people have died over past 24 hours after heavy rains, thunderstorms and flash floods affected multiple provinces. Authorities declared an emergency in Karachi as heavy rains that started this morning triggered urban flooding. In Balochistan, the Pakistan Disaster Management Cell reported 7 deaths in various parts of the province, including Turbat, Kolo, Jafarabad, Harnai and Quetta, due to heavy rains since yesterday. Airstrikes in Iraq have killed 3 members of the Popular Mobilization Forces and 2 Iraqi police officers near Kirkuk, as tensions linked to the US-Israeli confrontation with Iran spill across borders. The PMF, originally formed to fight ISIL and later integrated into Iraq's official security structure, blamed the United States and Israel for the attack. No immediate confirmation has been issued by Washington or Tel Aviv. Separately, security forces say that 2 Iraqi policemen were killed in another strike targeting PMF positions in Mosul, around 105 miles northwest of Kirkuk, the sources said. The strikes come amid rapidly escalating regional tensions. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today briefed the media on the outcomes of the 14th Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization, or WTO, held in Yaounde, Cameroon, between 26th to 29th of the previous month. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that the 4-day conference witnessed intensive deliberations on key global trade issues, including WTO reforms, fisheries subsidies, investment facilitation for development, e-commerce, agriculture and other developmental concerns.
3 decisions have been adopted for small economies. There will be an effort to strengthen integration into multilateral trading system, greater focus on trade logistics, connectivity and border processes for participation in global trade for such small economies.
In United States, the state of Nebraska has formally adopted a state legislative resolution recognizing Diwali and its significance for all residents of the state. The resolution, introduced by State Senator John Fredrickson, acknowledges Diwali as one of the largest and most widely celebrated festivals in Indian tradition. It highlights the festival's role in bringing communities together and highlights the contributions of Nebraska's Indian community to the state's cultural and social landscape. In a social media statement, the Consulate General of India in Seattle expressed appreciation to Senator Fredrickson for leading the initiative. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Defenders Mary Lawler has raised serious concerns over the relentless harassment and criminalization of women's rights activist and Baloch Yakjehti Committee leader Sabiha Baloch and her family by Pakistani authorities. In boxing, India's Aditya Pratap Yadav stormed into the quarterfinals of the Asian Boxing Championships, defeating Saudi Arabia's Musa Al-Hosso in men's 65kg category at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 227 against Kolkata Knight Riders in the 6th match of the tournament at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. KKR were 110 for 3 in 10 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi condemns recent attacks on UN peacekeepers deployed in UNIFIL and calls for ensuring their safety and security. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri represents India at a meeting convened by UK on situation in West Asia. US Embassy in Baghdad issues security alert over possible Iran-aligned militia attacks. And Indian boxer Aditya Pratap Yadav storms into the quarterfinals of Asian Boxing Championships in Mongolia. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.